Welcome back to another amazing week of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am the, depending on how you say it, Pastor John McClain, along here with my bosom buddy, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes.
Woosa. Bringing the noise. Another amazing show we have in store for you today. We have, once again, Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive Services to talk about all the amazing stuff coming out of MPG Automotive. I always love having this guy on the show just because, like, one, it seems like something new is kind of coming out of MPG Automotive every single time we talk to him. And two, they do such amazing stuff. It seems like every time we talk to them, there's a graduating class or something's happening that's like real cool to kind of accentuate.
Yep.
Don't ask me to spell that. I'm excited to have him. And then also on the second half of the show, we have Dr. Carly Schneider with Ironwood Dental, which we had her back on a while back, but I'm excited to have her on to talk about dental stuff. This is my dentist, you know, the one who has my smile looking so great.
There you go.
I'm always excited to share, you know, not only the journey that I went through in getting my dental health good, but just her talking about all the amazing work she does and all the things that she can provide for all the different members of a family. So, we're excited. But as we do every single Common Good Radio show, we're going to give the grace to a loving Father that's just blesses us so much. I mean, we talk about it regularly, you and I, when we meet, how many blessings we have and how thankful we are, and trying to be present among that because we're so blessed. And and it's our, you know, a loving God that we've kind of given our energy to, that's returned that and given those blessings to us. And we're going to say thank you to him this week with the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
So that's for the Father, and now for the common good. We have, once again, I want to thank Mr. Patrick Lopez for joining us on the Common Good Radio Show, and I'm really excited to highlight the good that's coming out of MPG Automotive Services.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm missing out being in the studio right now. You guys are always a riot when I'm there.
I'll take at least 70% of the blame for that. But yeah, I'm definitely excited to have you back in the studio with us. And I'm, like usual, I'm excited to hear kind of what you guys are up to, and like primarily like what we left off of last interview. Because I feel like every single time we have you on the show, like, there's just so much we don't even get to. And, like, the main thing, and I'll just touch on this real quick, just because we didn't really get to it last time, was the extended warranty plans. I think that, we kind of touched on it briefly, but I wanted to definitely make sure we nailed that home, because I was really impressed by that. And I wanted to, make sure that we touched on everything there before we got to the graduation that just happened once again, really super impressive. So explain it to me if you could.
Yeah, no, I mean, we cut it short because I'm so excited about the maintenance plans that we do. We are coming out with some extended warranty plans as well, and I'm sure I'll talk about that in some future shows. But what we were talking about last time was those maintenance plans, and really, just as a refresher for the audience and for everyone, is those plans are built with the intention that it helps people budget on a monthly basis for automotive maintenance and repair. Instead of dealing with the one lump sum that, oh, I got to do my oil change, and now I got to get all my fluids done, and now I got to get all my filters done. Instead, we can budget that out over the course of, every single month. We talked about it. I told you guys in my experience, it's called consumption smoothing, which is why we don't pay rent at all up front. We pay it every single month. It's just a lot easier for our pocketbooks to stomach, first of all, but also it's a mental thing too, to not have to give out so much money right as the repair is needed, or right as you know, you need housing, it's a lot easier to let those things come in on a monthly basis and more manageable for everyone's pocketbook, especially now, you know, with COVID, trying to keep our expenses at a consistent rate is really important. I mean, for all of us, especially people with their cars, because as we all go back to work, we need our cars to work, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I really appreciate what you do, man. A lot of great things that your company does, and we've talked about all the great things you do. And another thing that you did just recently, tell us a little bit about the automotive training program graduation that you just recently had.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our second automotive training tech program.
Man, that time flies. I feel like it was just yesterday started that program, and this is the second graduating class, huh?
Yep. Awesome. And, you know, I'm very blessed to say that these students, all of them were great candidates. We hired every single one of them. So in the first class, we had two graduates. In this class, we had three graduates. All of them, you know, yesterday was actually their first day on the job. And so I'm proud of them. One of our students, you know, he told us, he said that, you know, he's proud of himself, that this is one of the few things he's graduated from. And that's like, that just pulls at my heart, man. I love hearing stuff like that because I do this for that reason. I want to make sure that somebody has something that they can be proud of, a skill set with their hands that's also going to give them a rate of return over the course of their life, right? I mean, they may have been stuck in an industry that got shut down during COVID, and, you know, now they got to pick up the pieces and start all over again. Well, automotive, we were fortunate that it's an essential business. So we stayed open the whole time, and I can't say it was easy, but at least we all had jobs and we all kept working. And so giving them that skill set that, you know, hey, when times get tough again, you have a skill with your hands that's going to benefit you and your family, and hopefully it'll keep you employed. God forbid that something similar happens, you know, in the future or some unexplained, you know, event. So that's why I really like it. And hearing stories like that where somebody says that I got to graduate and accomplish something is like the cherry on top for me.
Yeah, man. And that's what I really like about your company and yourself, you as a human being. I can tell like that you're very passionate about helping people. And that's what I really like about your company is that it's not only just automotive and repair. It's more of like a family, and you show that to your employees and to the people that are graduating. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, what you do for these people in the community, because these people are going to be out in our community and you're helping them so that they can have, you know, their home, their car, and paying for their family. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you, but really thank you as well to the community. I mean, we've been in business, you know, by the grace of God, but also by the people that have supported us throughout the years, right? People believed in us. Otherwise, we wouldn't still be here, right? Mm-hmm. And they've told friends and they've told family. And so if we can give back to our community, even I think, you know, three people at a time, two people at a time, well, then let's keep doing that, because eventually those people are going to help other people and it'll be an exponential effect. And that's really what I'm trying to do, is say thank you to the people that have helped us in our community, and let's try to help them in return.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be back after this break with Patrick Lopez, the VP of MPG Automotive Services. For those that haven't been to ibelievemyself.org to get a free coaching consultation or to buy the book, Morning Warrior Secrets by Andreas Ruiz, we suggest that you do so. He is the co-host of this very show, Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain with that very man who believes himself, Andreas Ruiz.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hello, and we are back and better than ever. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching, Confidence, Action, Legacy.
Yes.
Contact I Believe in Myself Coaching today.
Yes, at ibelievecal@gmail.com.
Boom.
Shorten it up.
Just short and sweet, right to the point.
Let's go.
Okay. And let's talk about, let's get back to an amazing organization in MPG Automotive. And I don't speak about it enough, but like I'm always excited to have Patrick Lopez, the VP of MPG Automotive Services, on this show because, I mean, MPG Automotive is like a pillar of our community. Like, yeah. It's a big deal. This really is a big
really
deal to me.
Man.
So
they're all over the place.
Thank you once again, Patrick, for joining us and for sharing with us the amazing work that you guys have been doing for our community for how many years now?
We're going on 12 years. And
12
thank
years.
You guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's serious. And you when we left to the break, you were talking about the graduating class that you have for your automotive training program that you guys do with GAP Ministries. When does the next class start?
Yeah, so we're always looking for good quality individuals. This program is really to teach you from start to finish how to gain entry into this industry. And so the next class is going to be starting on the 26th of July.
Okay.
They're 10-week courses. What we pride ourselves in is getting hands-on. So it's not just all, book smart. It's really getting in there and making sure that people that, not all of us learn in a book or learn watching a computer screen. Mm-hmm. A lot of us learn hands-on, right? And it's a very hands-on job. So if anyone's interested, I mean, you can apply it. I know gapministries.com has the link on their main page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be adding that to our webpage as well.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a great program for anybody trying to get into an industry that is essential, especially during these times. But we're always looking for those individuals that want to better their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we touched on this before, but I'm still intrigued about the concept of how did the idea to do this program even come to mind? Is this something you saw maybe in a different area or it just popped up in the noodle and you put it into play?
Well, I give a lot of credit to GAP Ministries because they've done this before. And they've done it in-house and they've done it from their perspective. And we've wanted to do something for a while, probably the past 3-4 years. But to have the infrastructure that GAP has just makes it so much easier because they're teaching beyond just the skills of doing the job. They're teaching life skills, right?
Mm.
Financial, you don't want to get a job and be somebody who's always struggled with financial literacy and, get an influx of money and then not really, be able to save and better your life. And so getting them involved kind of put all the pieces together. So they were one of our fleet clients. We had done work for them before. They fell in love with the work that we were doing for them. They let us know about that they had done a program like this in the past. We told them we were wanting to do something similar, but didn't have the infrastructure in terms of the life skills and everything like they do. And it just was a perfect partnership to move forward with them and help out the community.
Nice. That's awesome. And right now, like, how do you feel COVID has impacted your program and how did you pivot into doing something different, or is it in person still or is it online or how does it work?
Yeah, it definitely almost seems like, I think we discussed in the past, it seems like this program was almost like a manifestation of COVID in a lot of ways to address some of the issues that your industry's facing. Am I off on that?
No. Oh. I mean, you're right. It's something we were talking about before COVID, but COVID jump started it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, obviously we took all the precautions. We're a company that really cares about our customers in general and our employees. So when we started this program, we were apprehensive in the sense that we needed to be safe and make sure that nobody got sick during the program and then took it home if they cared for an elderly person or something like that. So that was probably why it took a little longer during COVID. But just, you know, the labor market out there just dried up dramatically. And we've talked about that in the past. We were having that probably 2-3 years ago where we were seeing a decline in automotive technicians, just like we talked about other industries, plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians. Everybody's seen that across the board. Even though those are great paying jobs, it's just we've transitioned more towards, less of that type of skilled labor. And I understand why, but also it's still needed, right? We still all drive cars. So, I mean, like I said, COVID definitely jump-started it, but we were talking about it before.
And I think that, the question that I kind of has really been, I've been curious about is like, what do you do when, you know, your workforce is minimized substantially, or you don't have the people to fill those roles that need to be done, particularly, you know, the cars need to be fixed. This needs to be done. Like, how did you guys respond to that? And were you looking at, you know, things were taken 2 to 3 times as long as they were before, or were you able to kind of fill those gaps and plug the holes in the ship before it took on too much water at times?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love that question because it gives me an opportunity really to talk about how amazing our people are. You know, when our back was against the wall, our people stepped up tremendously. And I try to thank them as much as possible just to remind them that, hey, I mean, all this was possible because of their efforts. We've had a great team for a while, and we keep adding new great pieces to it. But the core that we had at the time that COVID hit was just exceptional. I think, you know, the best in the business. And so we asked them to do a little bit more, but we gave them the resources that they needed. Now, there were shortages on things, and that obviously caused a headache, but it really made our guys get creative in how they can get somebody back on the road safely and efficiently with the tools and the resources that we had at the time. So it gave us a challenge in the sense that, you know, we're not able to do it as easily as we were able to do it before. But I think we just had a great crew that was like, you know what, we're up to the occasion. We're going to step up and we're going to knock it out of the park. And I'll tell you, I mean, just looking from my perspective, I mean, the number of positive reviews we got during that time, the number of customers that sent us, you know, me, you know, my father, letters saying how exceptional our people was. It was moving to us to be like, you know what, we have a great team. We feel like we built something great, but our people have built something great as well in the community. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. I mean, all I can say is just thanks, man. And it shows your leadership as you speak about how you speak about your people, and you're always acknowledging them. And it sounds like, you know, you've been taught a lot of leadership, you know, I'm assuming by your father, and it looks like you're teaching that to the company. And I can definitely see why this company has been around for so long, because of those interpersonal skills that you teach, not just yourself, but your people. So I just want to say thanks, man, again, like for having that that personal mind, like the mindset, you know, the growth mindset in a company is so crucial for the company's success.
Yeah, if you don't recognize the people that got you there, then you're not going to go much further, right?
There you go.
And so,
yeah, absolutely.
As much as I know, we built a great backbone, a great infrastructure for our people to succeed in. They still do the work every single day, and so for that, I'm extremely grateful. But it's always great when everybody's back's against the wall. You know, some people do falter, but I can tell you, as a whole, our company stepped up, and so that was. That was great to see, and you know, we obviously encourage that. But like I said, I mean, even before COVID, we were doing a lot of these safety measures and so on, taking care of customers' cars. So it, other than just the supply shortages and then some labor shortages, our guys really just got to get creative, and gals actually as well. I
mean, well, as you can hear, Pat, that's our goodbye sound. But thanks for coming on the show, brother. I appreciate it. We'll see you next month. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
And we're back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still Pastor John McClain, here with still Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, sir.
And he, on his shirt, it says confidence, action, and legacy.
There you go.
So if about, you man. Give him a call, I'm sure he'll explain to you exactly what that means. And probably even walk you through the process.
Let's do it.
So you can create a legacy for your own life.
There you go. Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
So, we have, I want to think, safe to say, definitely in top five favorite guests in studio with me, for sure. Just because, one, off the top, just the energy she puts off, it just like, it feels the room. It's like she is a bright light. So, I love that. And two, she's got my grill looking good. Yeah. So, you know, there's not too many people I could love more than her for that. And then three, she does some amazing stuff. I mean, she's, again, kind of like Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive Services. She's helped make Ironwood Dental a pillar of our community. And and she does a lot of great stuff and has changed a lot of lives. You know? And it's something that we kind of don't think about when we think of dental hygiene, but I've experienced
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, this radio show would not exist if it wasn't for Dr. Schneider and Ironwood Dental.
You'd be at home in pain, man.
Yeah. Or just be at home just hiding, afraid of people to even see my grill because my teeth are eating away at themselves. So thank you, Dr.
Well, thank you. All those compliments. The smile on my face just got bigger. Well, I really appreciate it.
Thanks you deserve it.
For having me back.
Yeah, for sure. So, those who didn't catch you, I don't know, at least probably about 6 months ago.
Has it been that long?
Probably at least. Okay. Yeah. Wow. You're a busy lady.
Time flies by.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You're having fun. I follow you on Facebook. I see.
The whole office. We're all having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. In a new move and everything. Yeah. So, but let's start with those who didn't hear you guys last time. What is Ironwood Dental? You know, kind of fill me in. Like, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah. So Ironwood Dental is really a dental office that we want people to feel good when they walk away from. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a lot of fear that's associated with the dentist, which is completely understandable. Mm-hmm. But we want people to come in and feel understood, feel like they have options, and feel like they've made a friend along the way and get taken care of with the proper dental needs. So I don't think that's just me. It's really the whole team. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the team has been with me since the beginning. And we started Ironwood Dental in 2018. We've grown in size with our team, but we have the most amazing people. There's three of us doctors now, and we're able to provide almost every service that comes with dentistry between the three of us. And we just... We make people feel good. We have a lot of friends within our patients.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's really cool. And in regards to, like, how people walk out of there happy, like, can you tell us of a story or two about people that you were, like, completely transformed their smile or their everything?
Well, I mean, Pastor John is a great example. Yeah. I'm just thinking this week where we made a patient cry. We've taken care of her. Not that she's had extreme treatment or anything, but she was so sweet and brought us gifts. She makes soap as a hobby, and she brought us gifts. Cool. The both of her first two visits that she came, she brought us all soaps, and we wrote her a nice note just thanking her because she came in without even knowing us and bringing us that. And then the second time she got to know us. Nice. And so like, she was like, I know you'll like this and you'll like this. Mm-hmm. And we wrote her a letter, and she called back after we gave her the letter, and she was like in tears and just felt like so connected to our office, and to make someone feel like that. But she made us feel like that first. So that was a really touching moment. Nice. This week.
Nice.
But I mean, there's been so many people where it's been a job or they didn't know they could look a certain way. Like I had a patient who had two chipped teeth in the front. And for years, I mean, he was in his 60s. Nobody ever told him he could fix those simply with just like putting a little composite resin on there. And I was like, yeah, like, and his first visit, we just put a little composite and boy, like he smiled. He came back and he's like, my wife loved it. I didn't even know I could do that. So there's amazing. Just little things, but then there's also the bigger stories. But yeah, it's just great to make people feel good.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I'm glad you brought up that story because that was kind of certainly a big part of my interaction with dental care was, you know, when I first went to Ironwood Dental, I went without any dental insurance, without anything, you know, paid for an out-of-pocket cleaning and I think an x-ray, something along those lines. And then I got an estimate of how much it was going to cost without dental insurance to do everything that would need to be done. And keep in mind, this is a vulnerability Pastor John moment, my teeth were jacked up. I mean, they really were. They were talking about some serious dollars that it was going to cost me to get it done. So in a lot of ways, I was just like, one, I was, you know, probably 35 once I first even went there and checked it out and see what was an option. And two, once I did, I kind of almost wrote it off because it was such a high number. I didn't think that it was a possibility.
Yeah.
But then, thankfully, I went to the VA. The VA doesn't give me dental care, even though it does give me medical care. So I asked them, okay, what are my options? And then they referred me to Geico, which it was, you know, pretty inexpensive a month, and then a like astronomically low copay in comparison to paying out of pocket. So that'd be my story. Dr. Schneider, explain to people like what are some of the myths kind of around dental, like around financing or dental care that you'd like to dispel. Like particularly, I'd definitely like to dispel to people, if you get dental insurance, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's not. It depends what your individual need is. And that's something you do need to look at personally. Our team can help you with that. But I think what happens with a lot of people that it gets so bad that they get fearful also. And then they think not even just the time in the chair and how much they're going to need to go through, but the expense of it. And sometimes it's not as bad as you think, but it's also if you keep waiting, it's going to get worse and worse. But on the flip side, too, sometimes you think, oh, well, I just want to do the easy fix. It may cost you more money in the long term refixing this same issue. So I think it's really important for people to understand their whole mouth, how they function, how they look, how they feel, and know the whole health aspect of it and know what their options are and plan it out. And maybe it doesn't happen overnight, but know how they're going to get to their end goal. And financially, there are ways to help with that. And if it does take 6 months to a year to get you where you are, then that's 6 months to a year that you can figure out a payment plan. But yes, insurance isn't always going to help you because they're usually going to give you a max. They're only going to cover certain procedures. So you really need to figure out what you need. So the first step is just going in and getting an idea because it's not everybody's job to know about the mouth. And we know about the mouth and we can explain and make it make sense and take time to digest and figure out what's really going to work for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Well, we will talk about all that and more after this break. That is Dr. Carly Schneider with Ironwood Dental we have in studio with us. Those who haven't got the opportunity, please go to 1118 North Jones Boulevard to donate to Veteran Thrift, in which all the proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program Veteran Rest Commission to help us better shelter and connect veterans with housing and benefits. Go to veteranrestcommission.org to donate today. We'll be right back to Common Good Radio Show brought to you by that very Veteran Rescue Mission.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello and welcome back for one last amazing segment of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. So enjoy it. Breathe it in. Breathe every single second of this last segment in. We have Dr. Carly Schneider with Ironwood Dental here in studio with us. I'm Pastor John McClain with Andreas Ruiz. Yeah. He's the I Believe in Myself guy who's I've seen on TV, right?
Yes.
A couple times. And thanks once again, Dr. Schneider, for being here with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we went to the break, we were talking about kind of the myths around financing and just like you're saying, just kind of when you're going, getting dental work done, considering everything, you know, considering the whole mouth, and particularly remembering that you guys are the professionals, like leave it to you guys to kind of help give some type of path to correctness.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to make their own decision. Our job is just to inform and say the pros and cons and set you up for what's going to work best for you.
Yeah. So tell us about like the range of services that you guys provide, like ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, pediatric care, all that. It's almost like a foreign language to me, but yeah, please.
Yeah. So I'm fortunate enough to have grown where I have two other doctors at Ironwood Dental.
Right.
So between the three of us, so it's myself, it's Dr. John Fredenberg, and Dr. Austin London. And we pretty much can cover most of the needs. Obviously, we know when there's a time for a specialist, and we work with great specialists in town too. But we all are very good at the general looking at the patient and doing the overall health and planning of the patient, but we each have kind of our specialty that we like to do our extra education in and really work with the patients on. So I really like orthodontics. So I do a lot of clear aligners with patients, some brackets, and make sure that their alignment is right, not only for the beautiful aesthetics of the smile, but the function for the patient and how their teeth are going to wear long term. Dr. Redenberg, he really loves surgery. He loves putting implants in, extracting third molars. He's trained in IV sedation, so he offers a great service with that. And then Dr. Austin, she is amazing with kids. She loves kids, so that's brought in a lot of families to our practice.
Nice.
So she loves kids, and then she's really great with emergency care and doing root canals. So. We can take care of it all.
Yeah. It's like almost like the A-team. And there's T there and Murdoch.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their own little specialty.
Yeah.
So I think we may have touched on this when we had you on the show before, but I don't think I can ever hear too much testimony. What inspired you to get into dentistry in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about that last time. So for me, I have always been a planner. And of course, when I was getting ready to apply for college, I'm like, I better figure out what the heck I'm going to college for.
Okay.
I was always interested in healthcare. My mom was a nurse, and I kind of sat down with her, and I actually remember going to the library and like picking out the book and reading about all the careers. And dentistry really appealed to me because it was healthcare, but it was also artistic. You get to see a lot of people every day, get to know people. So I had a few family friends that were dentists and just started shadowing them. I'm like, this job is pretty cool. And I mean, I also knew I wanted to have a family, and it was a good work-life balance, I guess, if you want to say it that way, where you can, you know, have a great career and help a lot of people, but also have that time to take away for your family. So I set my mind to it and started undergrad and volunteered at a lot of places. Actually, St. Elizabeth, I went to U of A here, so I did a lot of volunteer work at St. Elizabeth's when I was in college, and went to some other dental offices in town and just set my mind to it and worked towards it and never looked back.
Nice.
What would you say are like the like 2 to 3 tips that you could give somebody that's interested in becoming a dentist, like for them to become successful or just to get to that career?
Well, I'd say you got to make sure you're comfortable in someone's mouth, because I know that's not for everybody. That definitely people are like, I don't know how you do that, but there's there's a place for everybody in this world. So make sure you're comfortable with that. And then I think what my best advice would be is, in dental school, you're going to learn so much about the dental and the actual art of dentistry and the science behind it, that I think there's so much more to dentistry besides that. There's so much of a human aspect to it. Also managing a practice and knowing how to work with your team and run an efficient business, that I think if you're going to undergrad before dental school, pick something else besides sciences, because you'll learn that in dental school, to broaden yourself as a human and be a better leader and do a better job for your team and your patients. I think that would be my best advice. Don't narrow your focus so much. Be the best you can be.
Yeah, that's really
good. And when you were like a little young lady and you're, you know, on that exploration of saying, okay, this is I need to go to college, you know, this is what I want to go to college for. If you're anything like some of the, even like myself, you've probably already, you planned 4 years ahead of time. What made you think pick dentistry? I'm sure you probably had like the litany of things, and the next show, Making College Come True show, the guy who I do the show with, he says little girls usually say they want to be marine biologists or teachers. So why dentistry?
I think veterinarian was my other option. And I think I told you this last time, a host on the Today Show. So those were my two other options. The host on the Today Show.
They're not done yet.
Well, not the veterinarian thing. But I don't know if I had the confidence to be a talk show host or a journalist of any kind. So I feel like that went away. And then I worked at a pet resort in high school, and I just decided I liked to play with animals more than I'd want to do
take
anything
care of them. And actually give them shots. So dentistry was one of the three options.
I pretty much knew, I mean, the Today Show thing was a long shot, but I knew healthcare appealed to me, and I think that was maybe the influence of my mom, that really stuck with me. I wanted to do something in healthcare. I don't remember my mind going outside of that at all. It just kind of was what I knew and what I wanted to do.
That's cool. Yeah. And definitely, I mean, as I was telling you during the break, I follow you on Facebook, so I definitely see you found that work, family, like life balance. It's super cool how you know you're doing it.
And actually,
a good life.
We just found out today we're having a little boy next.
So that was my
excitement for today so far. I'm just keeping it all going.
It's good stuff. Coming to, I mean, and the new office, I think we mentioned it briefly, but you guys moved not too far from where you were, still
like
on the northwest side. A bigger office, cool looking, like looks like this like modern, like futuristic office you guys have now. It's pretty cool.
It's just really clean, but also really welcoming. I feel like people are very comfortable in it. And we knew from our last office all the things we would want to make ourselves work and offer better patient care. So we made all that come true.
Awesome.
And the team has a break room now. They didn't have a break room before. Full size fridge. That's always been the dream.
So
we have that now.
Full size fridge. Living the good life.
That's
you spoil them. So for those that are listening that like haven't been to the dentist in a while, or maybe even never been to the dentist, like what is some of the low-hanging fruit for people that maybe want dental care, maybe never considered dental care, but know they need dental care, but are afraid to leap in with both feet?
I mean, just coming in doesn't mean you're signing up for anything at all. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that people don't think about is their gum health. Mm-hmm. I feel like wearing masks a lot, people have now noticed what their breath smells like more, and it's actually motivated people to come in more. But without a healthy foundation mm-hmm. of your gums, anything else we're going to do doesn't necessarily make sense. So you at least need to start there. And then to take that to your full body health, the bacteria that lives in our mouth is going to translate to other parts of our body that we really need to make sure we're healthy there as a first step to get the rest of ourselves healthy. Mm-hmm. So just at least getting in and getting the right kind of cleaning and getting your gums healthy, I'd say would be an easy first step. And just take it step by step. Learn about your mouth. Get more educated about it. Make your own decisions about what's going to be best. But if you don't go, you don't really know.
Yeah, if you don't go, you don't know. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
All right. Someone's in marketing. Someone took marketing in undergrad. Like for people that want to get a hold of Ironwood Dental, want to schedule an appointment, what does that process look like?
Well, we've tried to make it really easy. We realize everybody likes to do things online now. Mm. So we use an online service called Flexbook, and the link is either on our Google Business page, on our website. You can click, if you're a new patient, go on and make your new patient appointment there. Even if you have insurance, put your insurance information in so everything's covered. Mm-hmm. Our office will call you just to make sure everything's right.
Yeah, and you guys are great about that.
Yeah, we want to make sure you understand everything. But we realize people book a lot of times at night when they're home and they're done with their work day that we're not there answering the phone. Mm. So we try to make it really easy to do that. If it's an emergency and you just need one thing looked at, we have an appointment block for that as well. Mm-hmm. You can call our office. Our team is really helpful. We're there Monday through Friday to answer any questions. And even like if you've got a family, accommodate how to get your kids in at the same time as you, because we do have multiple providers now working at the same time. So we can work with you, however, but I'd say the easiest way is, and I guess I didn't say our website. Our website is IronwoodDentalAZ.com. So I'd say that's the easiest way for a lot of people. If not, our phone number is 520-888-2900.
Let's say it one more time.
520-888-2900.
888-2900. Right?
No, I think you could. Yeah.
Is that you just didn't say the 502.
Yeah, the 502. Yeah.
520, so it sounded
and then,
different. Yeah.
And then IronwoodDentalAZ.com. And definitely, I mean, I certainly vouch for them. If you guys could watch us live on Andreas Ruiz's page or see us on the YouTube page.
Facebook, yeah.
See my beautiful smile, thanks to Dr. Schneider, which I got, surprisingly enough, right before COVID hit. So I get this beautiful smile, then I have to wear a mask all the time.
I know.
So
thankfully, now you can show it off.
Thankfully, yeah. I can get back to show it off again. So
there you go.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider, for coming in. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I look forward to having you back, talking about more awesome stuff in the future.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Thank you all for listening. I'm here with Andreas Ruiz, my buddy. Go to IBelieveMyselfCoaching.org to get a motivational coach in your life. Making college come true is next.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at IronwoodDentalAZ.com to painlessly book your appointment online.